The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Bring up what you want, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Welcome to the third hour of the program. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
855-450-3733. If you want to weigh in on the controversy surrounding Craig Wright, he is a cryptographer, an Australian. He claims to be Satoshi Nakamoto. Now, this is after back in December of 2015 that he was outed as Satoshi Nakamoto by Gizmodo and Wired Magazine, who both independently had researched some evidence, or what was purported to be evidence, that this man was Satoshi Nakamoto. Who is Satoshi Nakamoto? The anonymous inventor of Bitcoin, the world's most popular and successful cryptographic currency, a decentralized currency created by the marketplace, created by Satoshi Nakamoto, released to the world. It's an open source project. It's currently worth $440 plus $450 per Bitcoin. Bitcoin's amazing. And if you haven't checked it out yet, you really owe it to yourself to learn more about it, especially if you're into the idea of alternatives to government currencies. Bitcoin is the best one, in my opinion. You can go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about Bitcoin. So this guy's come out. He said he's Satoshi Nakamoto. He's provided what he claims is proof that he's Satoshi, but the experts on the internet are saying that the proof he's provided publicly is bunk. And
hokum.
He provided some proof privately to Gavin Andreessen, who's the lead programmer of Bitcoin these days, to whom basically the keys were turned over to, if you will, back when Satoshi went underground and kind of disappeared from public view. He kind of handed over control of the project to this guy, Gavin Andreessen, who happens to be a listener of Free Talk Live. He doesn't live too far from here, as a matter of fact. He lives in Amherst, Massachusetts.
About an hour away.
Flew him out. Craig Wright flew him out to London and showed him privately what he says was proof, cryptographic signature kind of proof that he is Satoshi Nakamoto. And Gavin believes him. But unfortunately, Gavin is now having to explain why he saw one thing in private that is not being shown publicly, because what's being shown publicly has already had holes blown through it, apparently. So now this leads us to another conversation about the block size, which is an internal debate amongst the Bitcoin community about the future of the Bitcoin software.
It leads me to another question, which is Satoshi was in email contact with the development team well after they inherited the code, however
that happened. My understanding, he was, yeah.
Wow. That That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't think he went underground right away. I don't think I don't think it was in 2009, because Gavin says he's got emails with him from 2010 or 2011 or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Wright's outing, this is from The Economist. Now, they interviewed Wright. Wright's outing will most likely be a benefit to those in the current Bitcoin civil war who want to expand the block size quickly, whose number include Mr. Andreessen. Mr. Wright says that if he could reinvent Bitcoin, he would program in a steady increase of the block size. So now, I was unsure about Wright previous to this hour starting. At the end of the last hour, we were sort of wondering aloud, where does this guy fall in the block size debate? Because this is the most important thing that's being argued amongst the Bitcoiners right now, is what to do with this block size thing. Do you raise it and make it so Bitcoin can compete with Visa and MasterCard with the number of transactions per minute that they can handle? Or do you keep Bitcoin this small thing that's just sort of a neat little proof of concept that can never grow past a certain point? And arguably, we're at that point right now. Some people are saying that because the block size is limited right now to 1 megabyte, that some transactions are taking longer and longer to actually confirm in the network, and that's going to cause problems for business and others.
Well, I can tell you the miners are of it would seem to me that the people that don't want to move forward are the miners, and the miners are going to be like, Well, I mean, I really like making these big transaction fees that people have to pay to get their transactions through. And that's ultimately what it comes down to, it seems to me, is they're incentivized to get bigger and bigger transaction fees.
Well, not just that, but their entire hardware rigs are going to be optimized for a block size that doesn't exceed 1 megabyte, and that may be upset if all of a sudden you're processing 64 megabyte.
Hadn't thought about
blocks.
That.
It's, well, you're not a programmer.
At least, but at this point, Bitcoin Classic is only 2 megs. I mean, it's only doubling the block size.
Yeah, but they would want to increase it as necessary as time goes on.
The only way that would make a difference would be if they were trying to fit the whole thing within like L2 cache on the processor or something. It would be a very specific optimization. But
by the way,
it could be important to them.
The current number, there's a website called CoinDance. Coin.dance is the URL that actually shows you the number of nodes that are currently in the Bitcoin network that are currently running Bitcoin Classic versus Bitcoin Core. Now, I don't know if it's showing the miners or if it's just showing the full nodes, because ultimately it's only the miners of Bitcoin who count in the determination as to whether or not Bitcoin will fork and move into this alternative out there. So, again, none of this really matters to whether or not Craig Wright is or is not Satoshi, but it's interesting that Craig Wright apparently is in favor of increasing the block size, which is, of course, why many people are very skeptical, and just, you know, because there's a certain community that does not want to see the block size increase, and naturally they have an incentive to bust as many holes in this guy's claims as possible. But as you pointed out, Rich, if he really wanted to prove he was Satoshi Nakamoto, all he'd have to do is move some of the original Bitcoin around, that Satoshi is the one who possesses that Bitcoin, and he hasn't yet proved it.
Or even issue a signed something signed with that key,
which he has not done publicly yet,
which is apparently what he was supposed to do. And I didn't quite understand what their complaint was about the evidence that he put in. It was supposed to have a quote in it, and instead it was a transaction report or something?
No. It was something about him using something that was publicly available, and then it turned out that it wasn't actually the private key in question or something like that. There's a long explanation of it that you can find on GitHub that it gets more technical as to why it was bunk, we're not going to share.
I'll read that online and see what it means.
So let's get back to Antonopoulos, Mark, if you want here, where he's saying, look, it doesn't matter who this guy is.
I will, but I just want to point out is that when you see weird, incongruous behavior like this, either you're dealing with a crazy person or there are games afoot behind the scenes that we don't understand.
Mm.
And I would suggest in this case that likely the latter and not the former is the case.
Okay.
So, anyway, going on.
We know that the latter is the case. The former might be the case as well.
Well, yeah. So, Andreas Antonopoulos, this great voice for Bitcoin, this incredible communicator, he's just writing about how he doesn't – why he declined to be a – to verify that Satoshi Nakamoto's identity was a couple –
because he was invited to be one of these people.
Right. He says, I don't know if Craig Wright is Satoshi Nakamoto. I don't care. I don't want to know. As I've expressed many times in the past, I think the identity of Satoshi Nakamoto does not matter. More importantly, I think it serves to distract us from the fact that Bitcoin is not controlled by anyone and is not a system of appeal to authority. Identifying the creator only serves to feed the appeal to authority crowd, as if Satoshi Nakamoto is some kind of infallible prophet or has any say over Bitcoin's future. Identity and authority are distractions from a system of mathematical proof that does not require trust. This is not a telenovela. Is that like a Spanish soap opera?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Could be. Sounds right.
Bitcoin is a neutral framework of trust that can bring financial empowerment to billions of people. It works because it doesn't depend on authority, not even Satoshi's. Okay, back to work.
That was it. Huh?
That's it. He isn't taking a great deal of time to spend on this, because I think he's right. This is irrelevant to us. Whatever's going on, and it seems rather cryptic. Ha! Huh? The cryptographer is being cryptic. I'd say that there's something going on behind the scenes, and I sincerely hope that the good guys win. And that's all I know.
Well, I'm sure both sides believe they're the good guys.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
The road to hell and all.
So, yeah, I mean, does it really matter? Certainly a lot of people are talking about it like it matters. We've spent the entirety of the show on it as though it matters. But is it really anything more than a bit of trivia? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And does it matter if Satoshi Nakamoto were to come out? Maybe it's not this guy, but if Satoshi Nakamoto were to come out and say, yes, I support larger block sizes, I bet that would matter to some people, even though it is the appeal to authority. He did create Bitcoin.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can and bring up what you want here. Join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features we have on the site waiting for you. They're all completely free. Those other talk show hosts in the industry want to charge you for their websites. Enjoy ours on the house at freetalklive.com. Modern states commonly deploy coercion in a wide array of circumstances in which the resort to force would clearly be wrong for any private agent. What entitles the state to behave in this manner, and why should citizens obey its commands? In The Problem with Political Authority, Michael Humer examines theories of political authority from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to governments. Humer goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide the central goods for the sake of which the state is often deemed necessary, including law, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society thus does not require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority. Find The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer on Amazon and all major bookstores. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we'll start with Steve listening in Alberta, in Canada. Hey, Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just got a comment about Bitcoins and why I don't trust them. They're beholden to power and internet. If you have to have power and you have to have internet to get access to your money.
But yep.
A great thing.
So are you of the opinion that we will at some point not have power and not have internet?
Well, there's a whole bunch of countries in the world right now that don't have power. Africa, for example.
So well, a lot of places in Africa,
is not a country.
They have power in the sense that they have power to their telephones. They manage to charge their cell phones, and they do business. In many cases in those African countries, unlike here, they do business electronically. They have they have these electronic payment systems that they do business through dumb phones.
As
so
a matter of fact,
Bitcoin just has to step in.
As a matter of fact, minutes, cell phone minutes have, at least last time I checked, were being used for small payments in Africa, where you could transfer minutes from your account to somebody else's phone. So, you know, if you say,
that's right,
if you do this for me, I'll give you 5 minutes of phone time, which is something that
I
wish we could do it here, but the government prevents it.
I have a problem saying that I have a currency in my hand when it's on my computer. I don't have it in my hand. How is it a currency? I have a chicken, I can trade it for a cow.
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword, really, keeping it. There are times when you may thank your lucky stars that your money is online. For example, if you're forced to flee the country, you might be very happy when you arrive wherever you're going that, you know, you don't have access, that even though you don't have access to your gold and silver, you couldn't get it on the way out, you do have your Bitcoin then. On the other hand, the opposite thing can happen where you lose your internet or you lose your power and you don't have access to your Bitcoin, but you do have access to your gold and silver. So I really think if somebody, especially if somebody is a prepper, if they want to be prepared for any situation, they should split their holdings between dollars, Bitcoin, gold, and silver.
Yeah, okay? I agree with that.
They each have their purpose. And depending on what you see in the future, you might want to tweak that portfolio to favor one or the other of those three.
But a prepper
but
isn't
you
about
need all three.
A prepper isn't about predicting the future. A prepper is about being prepared for the future. So you need to be prepared for several alternatives to the future.
Yeah, you want to be prepared for several alternatives, but then you'll weight your investment based on which alternatives you think are most likely and which alternatives you can prepare for most cheaply.
There you go, Steve. Any other thoughts you want to share? Go for it.
No, great show. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think anyone on this show ever suggested you should only have Bitcoin. No, you should have a diverse amount of investments. And by no means am I an investments expert. I'm like you, Rich.
Yeah.
That's my investment portfolio, is to have some dollars to work with and then to stock away somewhere safe some gold or silver. Because silver is useful because it's more divisible than gold, given that it's got a lower value. Precious metals like that. And then have Bitcoin as well, because because Bitcoin is better as a currency than gold or silver. But as our caller points out, if the internet's turned off, your Bitcoin's useless at that point.
Right. Right.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I don't think there's much more to say about Craig Wright at this point, or Satoshi Nakamoto. We've explained who he is, this guy from Australia. He's a cryptographer claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto, but he has yet to publicly really prove himself. He's appealing to the authority of Gavin Andreessen at the moment, and you know, we love Gavin. He's a great guy, and I'm persuaded by what Gavin has said, but at the same time, I do understand where Andreas Antonopoulos is coming from here. This guy hasn't proved his case, and even if he did prove it, it really wouldn't matter who he really is. It doesn't matter who Satoshi Nakamoto is as far as the future of Bitcoin is concerned. What matters about the future of Bitcoin is whether or not people are going to adopt it, whether or not businesses are going to start accepting Bitcoin. And, of course, we heard just recently that Steam, the video game delivery service, is now accepting Bitcoin, which is a big news. In the video game world, Steam is a major distribution channel.
Sure. Oh, yes. Steam will bring in a huge number of gamers.
Oh, yeah. And those gamers are of the technological know-how likely to easily be able to adopt Bitcoin if they haven't yet done so.
Well, not just that, but they can use Bitcoin for in-game transfers. They can copy and paste their Bitcoin address right into a chat window and send each other money during the game. You know, oh, you don't have enough...
You need a bastard sword? Here, you can take my Bitcoin. And they may actually implement that into Steam. So from my understanding, it's going to be implemented in that you can buy games with Bitcoin. But you may be right, Rich, that it may be deeper implemented within the games.
They don't even need to. If they have a chat window like a Facebook,
right.
We send each other Bitcoin addresses and Facebook messages. So that's it wouldn't be much better than PayPal in that respect, but it would have the characteristics of Bitcoin.
Yeah, I guess it just depends how far they want to take the implementation. But as more companies start to accept Bitcoin, it becomes more of a realistic option that others are going to jump on board, because if your competition is doing it and it seems to be working for them, then you wouldn't want to just leave that money on the table. You'd want to get involved. I was at a local business here in Keene last week, and I asked them, it's a local restaurant, I asked them if they're accepting Bitcoin, and the lady was, you know, hadn't really heard much about it, you know, wasn't really didn't seem too interested. But as soon as I pointed out to her that her neighbors, literally on the same street as her, were accepting Bitcoin, her other local businesses in downtown Keene, all of a sudden she got really interested in, you know, what was Bitcoin, and, you know, we talked a little bit more about it, and, you know, and then when I told her about how there's virtually no fees, because ultimately the customer pays the fee when you send Bitcoin to somebody, the sender pays the fee, the business or the receiver does not pay the fee to receive. And so that's a huge game changer for a business who's currently paying 3% to a credit card company.
Yeah.
Or 2.9%.
And they just decide how refunds are administered rather than the credit card company or PayPal or whomever.
So we'll continue here. And so Bitcoin outreach is really one of the most important things I think that Bitcoiners can do, is keep spreading the word about Bitcoin and keep encouraging businesses to adopt it. We'll talk about that coming up.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Mark, coming up, it is Mother's Day this weekend.
Yep.
And that means it's time to really start to think about Sherry's Berries. Because why think about anything else for your mother besides freshly dipped strawberries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or you can double the berries for just $10 more. It's topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. We're huge fans here at Free Talk Live of Sherry's Berries. They're delicious, fresh, juicy berries. These are the top shelf, best of the best berries that they use. And, of course, they dip in these delicious chocolates. You pick the delivery date you want, and it's guaranteed. Your mom's unique, so get her a gift as unique as she is. Get started at berries.com. That's berries.com. And then click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner of the website. Enter code FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's a limited-time offer. Mother's Day is coming up, so don't miss out. Get your order in now. Again, you pick the delivery date. So if you want it to come on Mother's Day, they can do that. You want it to come the day before, the day after, whatever. You want it to come Friday. Get your order in now at Barry's.com. And don't forget to click the microphone and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue.
There must be a good reason to have it delivered after Mother's Day, but man, oh man, it seems like a dangerous game.
Let's go to Steven on the line on Skype. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, everyone. Hey. I had a few points to add to the Bitcoin discussion. Bitcoin.
Please
is
do, but do me
useful.
A favor before you go on. Back off your microphone maybe like 2 inches. You're a little overmodulated.
Okay, how's that right
Perfect.
Now?
Much better.
Great. Bitcoin is only useful where you can actually use it and spend it. And I had success today. I do a lot of merchant outreach talking to owners of businesses. And I the yoga studio that I go to every day agreed to take Bitcoin today.
Yes.
And yeah,
nice.
Great success. It was very simple. I just asked for the email address of the owner and I emailed her and she's glad to take my money in the way that I prefer. So I
right.
said, would you like to take Bitcoin? I know other people who like to pay with Bitcoin and sign up with BitPay. And she did. And she installed it on her own phone, but I offered to give her this cheap Android device. And it's great. Now I'm going to do yoga for Bitcoin.
How long did it take you to complete the process from starting with talking to the employees to emailing the owner to getting her actually finally set up with BitPay and the app operational? What was the time frame?
Probably 1 to 2 weeks.
That's really fast, I got to say.
It was pretty fast, but going directly with the owner is the way to go every
yes.
time.
Oh, that's a big help. Now, what is BitPay?
Oh, yeah. So this is the second point I wanted to make. You were talking about the network being congested or too slow because of the block size. But there are these Bitcoin payment processors, including BitPay, who help merchants accept Bitcoin. And they take care of all of the – they convert it into dollars in your bank account. But they also have really special algorithms for detecting payments so that they're not slow and people's payments go through really quickly because these companies have really good software to process the payments.
Mm-hmm.
So BitPay makes the Bitcoin experience a whole lot better for people who use it. And it happens instantly with BitPay because they know how to detect payments better than your average wallet.
I love it. I think you're doing great work out there, and we've got to step it up out here in the Keene area to compete now with Portsmouth, which is where you guys are living, and you're hitting up every single business you talk to consistently about this. I've been trying to step up my game here in town as well. Let's have ourselves a little friendly competition to see who can have the highest ratio of Bitcoin businesses per capita, because my understanding, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, actually has about the same population in the city as does our very own Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, you need to get your businesses that are already accepting it to be on Airbits, the Airbits directory of businesses. There are several dozen in New Hampshire on there, but the local burger isn't on there and some other ones. So that would be a good start.
Now, is the Airbits directory sourcing from the CoinMap? There's a website called coinmap.org, which is pretty... I mean, it's easy for a technically adept person to add something to the map, to add a local business that actually accepts Bitcoin to that map. And I've always found myself wondering what Airbits is using to source that data.
I think Airbits has employees that are working on that because it's a fairly big company. So they have a system for submitting that, I think.
Okay. I'll have to look into it. Hey, thanks for the heads up on that. I heard a rumor that you might be becoming a blogger on a certain New Hampshire-based blog, which will not be named at this point because it hasn't actually happened yet. But is that still in the works?
Yeah, definitely in the works. I was waiting for this success so I can write up about the Bitcoin experience.
All right, perfect. We'll look forward to it, and we'll certainly announce it once that's available for our listeners to check out. Thanks, Stephen, for your call tonight. That's Stephen calling on Skype. You can sound just as good by calling in at username lrn.fm. Let's go to Aiden. He's in Seattle. Aiden, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Mark.
Aiden, gentlemen.
Hey there.
I just want to bring up that I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but Microsoft has been accepting Bitcoin on their Xbox Live platform for about 2 years now.
Yeah, we had heard that Microsoft was taking Bitcoin, and then there was a news story that said that they weren't taking Bitcoin, that they'd changed their mind or something, but it turned out that was misinformation, is what we found out recently. So, yes, Microsoft has been and is apparently currently accepting Bitcoin, which is a big deal.
That's all.
Is that all you? That's all you got? All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call, Aiden. Appreciate it.
There are a lot of big companies, not least
Dell Computer, Wikipedia,
Overstock.com.
Yep.
So. A lot of big companies are taking Bitcoin.
But it's got a different
feel. How
about
Whole Foods?
I don't know. That would be a good
Somebody
one to approach.
Somebody needs to hit him up.
Yeah. Now, the guy that runs Whole Foods is a proclaimed libertarian.
Yeah, he's a libertarian.
So,
and he certainly knows about it.
I don't know if I don't know the guy, obviously, so I can't ring him up, but somebody who does should probably put a bug in his ear and see what he has to say about it.
Yeah.
Because a big company like that, like a store that you can physically go into, because Dell Computer, you can't go into Dell Computer, you can't go into Wikipedia, you can't, you know, physically walk into a place, pull out your phone and pay for something. As soon as a major physical retailer like that introduces Bitcoin, I think it could reach a lot of people who it currently isn't reaching because it's only kind of being promoted in the tech channels for the most part. Because it's a completely different experience to go to a business, pull out your phone, pay for a product, and actually receive it using Bitcoin as opposed to doing it online. I mean, ultimately, the same thing happens if I go to saveitpurse.com and I put an item on there and I get, you know, 20% off of the Amazon price by paying with Bitcoin, which is what you do at saveitpurse, saveatpurse.com. I still get the item in my hands eventually, but it's not the same customer experience. It's not as real as it could be. Like when we go here in Keene, New Hampshire, on Sundays, we have a local meetup for the libertarians in town, basically, called Social Sundays, and it happens at a locally owned. There's only two of these, not really a chain. I don't think it counts as a chain if there are two locations. It's still kind
either.
Of a locally owned business called Local Burger. They source, you know, it's one of those big buy local things. It's kind of a big deal in this, at least in this area. I'm sure in a lot of areas. They source some of their meat from local farms or regional farms. And it's a cool little place for people to hang out. We go there every Sunday. And they started taking Bitcoin because of the efforts of a guy who moved here last year, I think, named Josh, who started talking to the owner, and he kept following
Made
up with
his mission.
He kept following up with that owner, and it took several months. It took a few months at least, and actually, I think Michelle Seven sort of prepped the owner a couple years ago. So it's really been a long run of finally making that, you know, that commitment, having that owner say, all right, let's do this. He's going to download the BitPay app, go to bitpay.com, get signed up, and jump through the hoops. Because there are some hoops you have to jump through in order to be a business to accept Bitcoin at your point of sale. But that's what really makes it real for people. And as soon as a few businesses start doing that, all you have to do is point to the fact that they exist, and it helps convince other businesses.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. There are some great books out there in the Liberty Movement, and one of the best ones I've ever read is Larkin Rose's The Most Dangerous Superstition. It actually was sent to me while I was in jail for civil disobedience, and I subsequently saw it appear on the book cart a couple of times while I was in there after I was done reading it. And it's just a fine book. It exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book. Plus, it's super short. It's not a very long book. It's easy to get through, written in a very accessible kind of style, and Larkin Rose is a great author.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance to see any of Larkin's videos, he's also, I mean, he just knocks it out of the park with the way he describes these things. It's great. I mean, you know, he's a real communicator inside of our sphere and manages to make things succinct.
You can find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com. As we continue here, let's go to Robert in Reno, listening to the LRN.FM app. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was looking around on the Bitcoin Wikipedia page here. I can't seem to find what license the Bitcode for the protocol and or for the clients that have been being built, what license is under. Do you know if it's under GPL 3 or 2 or something, or is it under some other kind of license?
I don't know. All I know is Bitcoin is an open source project. So do they license open source projects?
Yeah, the GPL is an open source license, but there are other open source licenses.
How do you have open source licenses? What does it mean to have a license for something that is supposedly open to anyone?
Basically, the GPL requires that if you modify the code and then sell it or sell the binaries, that you have to make the source code available on your site for a certain period of time after you stop selling it.
The original GNU GPL license was made by the Free Software Foundation, and basically what it stipulates is it's essentially a workaround to get around copyright law to make sure that not one single person can really control it. In other words, it's more like a social medium rather than like an independent proprietorship. But the reason why I was bringing this up in relation to Bitcoin is because the only thing that I could say, I mean, I see this whole thing two ways. I say, whether or not Satoshi Nakamoto is who he says he is, or, one side of me, the thing that goes through my head is the Stephen Wright joke where, the independent researchers spend millions of dollars to try to figure out who made the pyramids, and eventually they found out it was some guy named Eddie. In other words, it means absolutely nothing. The other side of things, however, is whoever owns the copyright to the GPL license has the right, whether or not to determine if they are going to further allow forks or if the new source for the new protocol that comes out is going to be a different license. It could go completely proprietary. They have that right to do that.
I'm confused. Wait a minute. How do you own the GPL license? How do you own a copyright to a license that's an open source license? I'm totally lost on that.
If you make a new version of the software, you can change the license. For instance, Linus Torvald, when he made Linux, he originally made it under the GPL2. The GPL3, he actually has qualms with. So he decided not to go with it. So in other words, it depends on the license, what kind of restrictions you are and are not allowed to have, and it kind of has a trickle-down effect.
So are you saying that the Bitcoin programmers could release a new version of Bitcoin that is copyrighted?
Well, Bitcoin...
I'm saying that the owner, whoever has the copyright claim... In other words, it could be the developers. I don't know. Maybe Satoshi, decided to go ahead and transfer the ownership to the developers. I don't have that information. That's why I was asking.
I guess I'm totally new to this concept. I mean, I guess I'd heard of GPL. I never really knew what it was. How is copyright even involved in something that tries to get out of copyright? Isn't the whole point of having this GPL to avoid copyright?
In the United States, everything is automatically copyrighted once it's published or once you create it. So what Richard Stallman from the Free Software Foundation did was he created a workaround saying that I am granting myself no restrictions. In other words, however, the restrictions when other people use it are the four essential freedoms: freedom to modify, freedom to copy, freedom to distribute, freedom to distribute modified copies. All of that is essentially a copyright licensing restriction, which allows the public to do whatever they want with it. But the next version of the software could be completely proprietary if some guy came out of the woodwork and said, "Hi, I own this software. And guess what, guys? The next one, I own it. You can't do anything with it anymore."
Well, the next step, though, I mean, if somebody can put out a proprietary version of a GPL product if they're the copyright holder, but there's nothing to stop what the inevitable result of that would be. Somebody would take the last open source version, fork it, and then I can't imagine that very many Bitcoin people would actually choose the proprietary version.
No way.
What Trovolds did with the GPL. They'd put out a new version, and he'd say, "Nope, not going to happen. I'm going to keep using the old one."
Right. I'm just saying that he has the right to change the copyright if they wanted to, but it comes down to a trickle-down effect. You know, how much would it actually affect things in the long run, considering that Ethereum was based off of Bitcoin and all these different other technologies that are around? They pick and choose parts of the code.
They can't close the doors. I mean, this cat's out of the bag. There's nobody going to be able to close the doors on Bitcoin and make it a closed source program or copyright.
They just crash it.
Yeah, it would be over. And then Bitcoin Classic would take the nodes and they would win the day. Thanks, Robert, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype where Brian is on the line in California. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. Wanted to call in. First off, I heard you make a comment about Larkin Rose's book and videos, and about how some things are just unquestioned assumptions. I was just wondering, why isn't NAP an unquestioned assumption? In other words,
NAP is the non-aggression principle.
Well, I think that was really why I called. You can't bring something up and then say it's not what you wanted to talk about.
No, I know. While waiting, I just heard Ian talk about it.
Let me rebut it. The NAP, which is the suggestion that one not use violence in order to get what one wants.
Aggressive
violence, unless violence has been used against you. And that is kind of like the golden rule and a variety of other sort of philosophical memes that have existed throughout humankind.
More like religious, right?
Well, I mean, human philosophy, philosophy and religion really are the same thing. They're just thoughts, right? They're just ideas.
Well, religion is the belief about the origins of the universe, and that doesn't really have anything to do with the non-aggression principle. Yeah. And I think people believe in the non-aggression principle because they understand that they don't want to get aggressed against, and they therefore will reciprocate that. Oh, I don't like the idea of being aggressed against, so I will not aggress against anyone else. Let's have that agreement amongst men and women, and then life could be better.
The first thing I would say is the NAP is not an unquestioned assumption because it's not an assertion of fact. It is a principle that some people have chosen to adhere to and suggested that other people adhere to. But if you're asking why is the NAP being a good thing, not an unquestioned assumption, the reason for that is because it's been debated in person over the internet and by all other means for decades whether it's good. So certainly, although people may assume that it's true, it's certainly been debated a great deal.
It has? Oh, because it seems to me that everyone just takes it upon it's
well, how old are you?
What, does it matter?
Well, maybe you just haven't been around very long. I mean, it's Rich is telling you it's been going on for decades. Maybe you just tuned in.
Yeah.
938. Oh, you're 38. Gotcha. Oh, okay.
Is that old enough?
Yeah, I mean, they were people who read and criticized Atlas Shrugged in 1957 were debating whether or not the NAP was a good thing. So
thanks for the call, Brian.
Debated.
Whatever it is you called, actually called about, you're going to get it in tonight because you called the end of the show. Anyway, you can always call any night you want here. We're live 7 nights a week. So if you didn't get in tonight, you can always join us anytime you want from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. That's when we're live. And don't forget to check out Rich at invisiblehand.church. Meanwhile, we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.